Grab your credit reports and let's get going. I'm Jerry Detweiler, and you're listening to Talk Credit Radio. Welcome to Talk Credit Radio. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks to our sponsors, Credit.com and ArcLoan.com, that make this show possible each week. Well, are you in student loan hell, or do you know someone who is? Student loan debt can be one of the most overwhelming type of debt that consumers can have. It's a lot of money and there's not many options. So make sure you stay tuned, because I'm going to talk in the middle part of the show with a student loan expert who's going to explain why student loans can be so toxic and what you can do if you're stuck in that situation. But first, we're going to talk about the secret history of the credit card. Joining me is Michael Schreiber. He works with me at Credit.com, and he was one of the producers on the Frontline show, The Secret History of the Credit Card. And for us, you know, in the credit geeky world, it was one of my favorite documentaries ever. It was really very groundbreaking at the time when it aired in 2004. It opened up our eyes about what was really going on in the credit card industry and how dangerous it was for consumers. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, so Michael, you worked on The Secret History of the Credit Card, and again, it really was an eye-opener. And the show opens with actually a scene at a cattle auction in South Dakota. And the tie-in is that most of us have at least one credit card that's issued out of an issuer based in South Dakota. Why was that the hotbed of the credit card industry?
Right. So around, in the 1970s, we spoke to a number of bankers about this. And in the 1970s, what we were told was essentially the credit card business was dying. The way it worked was each state had interest rate caps. So if you were a consumer and had a credit card in New York, you might have an 8% interest rate cap. If you were in Maryland, it might be 6%. Every state had a different rate. And as a result, the business was kind of fragmented, and it was also very limited in terms of how much money the banks could make on credit cards. That all changed in December of 1978 when the Supreme Court ruled on the Marquette case. And essentially what the Marquette case said was that banks could export their interest rates from state to state, so that if you were living in New York and let's say your bank was in South Dakota, and South Dakota didn't have a cap on interest rates, then they could charge you, a resident of New York, whatever they wanted. They didn't have to limit the interest rates on your credit card. And so what happened was South Dakota and shortly thereafter Delaware became the first states to eliminate interest rate caps. And that's why you saw all these banks move to those two states, because they could then charge people whatever they wanted to in interest on credit cards, regardless of where they lived.
And in the interview, it was the governor, then governor of South Dakota, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And he seemed to have a really, maybe some sense of remorse over what happened there.
I think he did. I think to some extent he saw, how high the interest rates went. At the time, I think he saw it as a great opportunity for his state to draw the kinds of businesses that they probably would never be able to get otherwise. I mean, you wouldn't expect these big banks necessarily to move to South Dakota, but he was so early to the game, let's say, that he was able to get them in there with this. But then he sees 20 years later what really happened as a result of that. And it wasn't always a pretty picture.
Yeah, another person that you interviewed for the Frontline documentary, The Secret History of the Credit Card, was Elizabeth Warren. And certainly she had plenty of credentials at that point behind her as her research as a bankruptcy attorney and the book she had written. But I don't think most consumers knew about her then. And, of course, many of us now have heard her name because she's slated to perhaps become the new head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What was your sense when you brought her into the show about her contribution to what was going on with the credit card industry?
Right. Well, I think we came across her initially because she was involved in bankruptcy. One of my main responsibilities on that particular film was to research bankruptcy and the extent to which credit cards played a role in personal bankruptcy filings. And at that time, there was a big push by banks to change the way the bankruptcy laws worked in this country, to essentially make it harder for people to file for bankruptcy. Bankruptcy attorneys, and she was one of the academics who was against that. And I think we initially spoke to her on that, but we also learned about a book she had just written with her daughter, actually. The book at the time had just come out. It was called The Two Income Trap: Why Middle Class Mothers and Fathers Are Going Broke. And the basic contention in that book was that, contrary to popular belief, which was that people are in lots of credit card debt because they overspend and they buy stupid stuff and you know, gadgets and things like that, her contention was that, you know, the middle class was essentially getting squeezed because they were kind of having a more and more daily kind of life expenses. Cost of housing had gone up, the cost of childcare, medical care. And even though we were living in an era of two-family income, people weren't able to make ends meet always, and they were using credit cards to kind of fill in the gap. And you would find people, you know, you would hear stories of people putting groceries on credit cards then, and end up revolving that debt, which is, you know, a real no-no. You know, it adds an incredible expense to these regular kinds of purchases that we all have to make. And so the book, and in the documentary, she spoke about the kind of exorbitant interest rates that that would be applied to that kind of debt. So it would bleed these already struggling families further. That was one of the main points of that book.
Well, the book actually, Michael, is one of my favorite books in terms of this kind of research. And the documentary is also absolutely a must see. I think even still, unfortunately, we're out of time. So I have to let you go before I can ask you some more questions. But anyone who's listening, let's link to that at credit.com, Michael, so we can make sure that anyone who wants to see that documentary and find out how the credit card industry became as crazy as it was will have that resource.
Absolutely. We'll put a link. You can still watch the whole thing online.
That's right. It's also, if you type in Frontline, The Secret History of the Credit Card, you'll find it as well. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jerry. It was fun.
Well, stay tuned, because in a moment we're going to talk about student loan debt. So if you're in student loan hell and you don't know how to get out, we're going to help you come up with some solutions. We've got an expert for you. You've been listening to Talk Credit Radio. We're live every week and on the web 24/7 at talkcreditradio.com. Download episodes online or find our podcasts in the iTunes store. Just search for Talk Credit Radio. They're free. I'm Jerry Detweiler. Thanks for joining me.